A crowd of about 30 people who braved chilly temperatures at the tip of the Homer Spit Monday morning were treated to a rare sight, the release of a fully rehabilitated sea otter back into the wild. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the story about Corky, the otter who recovered after being found on the side of the Kenai Spur Highway in November.
Despite chilly temperatures and icy waters that forced a last-minute location change from Mud Bay to the tip of the Homer Spit, Alaska Sea Life Center stranding coordinator Tim Lebling says the release of Corky the sea otter couldn't have gone better.
One of the volunteers called from Land's End and said that there was about 10 or 12 otters right off the spit there, so we decided we were going to go out there. And I'll tell you, as soon as we opened the back of the door and Corky was able to view the ocean and maybe even the otters, I think he knew that, you know, he was headed back to where he belonged. And so we set the cage down and opened the cage, and he spent absolutely zero time and beelined it to the ocean and did a couple dives. He definitely kind of seemed that he knew exactly where he was.
A gathered crowd of about 30 people looked on as Corky swam near some of the other otters, making himself at home in Ketchumak Bay. Lebling says it was a long journey for Corky, who was found about a month ago under very unusual circumstances.
We originally had gotten a call from Fish and Wildlife in Kenai. A good Samaritan, along with a trooper, came across Corky on the Kenai Spur Highway in Mile 5, which was what we figured was about 12 to 14 miles upstream.
Why the otter decided to travel so far up the Kenai River is anyone's guess, but Sea Life Center scientists theorize that it may have been because he was sick and confused, perhaps even thinking the sound of traffic on the highway was the sound of the ocean. When Corky was finally brought in to the Sea Life Center in Seward, staff members quickly found out that he had harmful bacteria in his blood, the same bacteria that causes a condition in otters known as valvular endocarditis, or lesions in the heart valves and or the heart itself. Valvular endocarditis has been affecting otters in the Ketchumak Bay area for at least 5 years, says Lebling.
We get lots of calls about otters that are dragging their hind end on the beach, or they just they're compromised in their hind end, and essentially what has happened is that those lesions has slowed the blood supply up into the most distal part of the otter, which is the hind end, and caused a saddle thrombus or a blood clot in their hind end. And so that's one of the first signs of that it is this valvular endocarditis.
Rescued otters that come into the Sea Life Center with the condition do not usually survive, says Lebling, and only four, including Corky, have ever been able to return to the wild. Although Corky's kidneys were in really bad shape when he came in, Lebling says he was able to recover because he was so young, only about 9 months old, and the disease was still treatable with a 2-week regimen of antibiotics.
And I'll tell you, the day that we got back the results showing that there was no more bacteria in the blood system, I believe it was very close to Christmas time. So I think that was definitely his Christmas gift to us, to the fact that he was healthy.
Alaska Sea Life Center staff members have been distributing flyers among local Homer fishermen and on their Facebook page, asking folks to keep an eye out for Corky and to report any sightings of him. The otter should be clearly distinguishable, says Lebling. He has two tags, one pink and one teal, attached to his flippers. The tags should be visible to the naked eye.
And our hopes are that we'll continue to get reports of him with these flipper tags as he's floating on his back and has his hind feet up in the air. And, you know, in a perfect world, we would get reports for years to come.
The Sea Life Center asks that any Corky sightings be reported to their stranding hotline at 1-888-774-7325. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.